Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Pre-order the new Hyper Juice, the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger, at 40% off for a limited time through the link in the show notes below. Apple has made the surprise announcement of a December press event. The company sent invites to members of the press yesterday afternoon, inviting them to New York City for a special event on December 2nd. The invite for the event features a golden App Store logo with the tagline, "Loved by millions, created by the best." Apple says the event will honor its favorite apps and games of 2019. You shouldn't expect Apple to announce any new hardware at this event. The 16-inch MacBook Pro and AirPods Pro were just announced via press release, and other than the new Mac Pro and the looming possibility of Apple AirTag item trackers, there's nothing else we expect this year in terms of hardware. The December 2nd date of the event lines up with when Apple usually announces its App of the Year, Game of the Year, and other top charts and awards. Generally, Apple makes these announcements via press releases and App Store editorial features. But this year, it seems we'll get a full press event for these announcements and maybe some more details on the Mac Pro. Other than that, don't expect too much from Apple for this December 2nd event. Meanwhile, Apple has renamed its WWDC application on iOS to the Apple Developer App. The WWDC app started as a way for developers to watch live and recorded videos of the Worldwide Developers Conference every year, but with more recent years, Apple has expanded it to include other types of content, such as technical videos of new features and hardware, news and updates, and more. This expansion to new content types is seemingly why Apple has decided to rename the app to the Apple Developer App. According to the company, the developer app will deliver in-depth information from Apple experts all year round, including news, videos, WWDC content, and more. One of the new features in the Apple Developer App is the ability for developers in the United States to enroll in the Apple Developer Program. Previously, you would have to enroll in the program via the Apple Developer website, so this makes it easier for new developers to get started. Other features coinciding with this Apple Developer rename include a new Discover tab, updates to the search UI, dark mode support, and more. Last but certainly not least today, Apple has released iOS 13.2.3 and iPadOS 13.2.3 to the public. According to Apple, this week's iOS update continues to improve performance and fix bugs in iOS 13. The update specifically fixes an issue where system search and search in apps such as mail, files, and notes would not work. There are also improvements to attachments in the Messages app, as well as changes to syncing and fetching new messages in the Mail app. Perhaps most notably, iOS 13.2.3 also continues to make improvements to background app performance. This time, Apple says the update fixes an issue that could prevent apps from downloading content in the background. As we detailed earlier this month, iOS 13.2 introduced many problems for background app performance, including applications being killed when running in the background and in multitasking. iOS 13.2.2 solved many of those problems, but iOS 13.2.3 includes further fixing for multitasking and background data performance. The update is rolling out now to iPhones and iPads, and you can find more details at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.